podcast.
Blackjack 21.
Blackjack 21. What does that mean?
Well, this is our 21st podcast.
That's really clever.
Yeah. And we hit blackjack.
I got it right away.
Is there a prize?
There is no prize other than the stir fry you're eating right now.
What do you think this is doing to Thomas?
By the way, we have a special guest, Thomas. Wonderful Chihuahua Terrier mix.
Thing. The thing.
Yeah, he's a cutie.
There's definitely Chihuahua in there.
OG crew. Patrick in front of me. Owen to my right. Yes. I'm Bryant.
So if we do the 20, are we allowed to do the 22nd podcast too? Because if we hit 22, then we go over, and then we lose.
Oh yeah.
So this is our final show.
Well, yeah, in keeping with the blackjack metaphor, we would definitely be over.
Can you fold? That'll be our ending for
this. Yeah. Mm. I think we should fold. Because isn't that right, Thomas?
Otherwise, we're
so we're brave if we try to do another episode.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have a serious poker face, though, to fool the dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Who did the song, The Dealer? I forget.
The Eagles. I don't know. But, you know, we'd be pulling a Thelma and Louise here. We'd just be riding right off the cliff.
Who listens to the Eagles?
No one.
That's what I thought.
That's the top of my least favorite bands.
Oh, the Eagles and the Who. Never been a big fan of.
Yeah. Yeah, me neither.
How about the individual players from the Eagles?
No.
No?
Like Joe Walsh?
Yeah, Joe Walsh.
Well, I think the James Gang wasn't bad. Because that was Joe Walsh, right?
Yeah, it was. There is some good James Gang. That's true.
Yeah, was it Sleep All Night or Sleep All Day? I don't know where I'm going. Funk 49?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
That's no, or is it called Funk 49?
I think it's called Funk 40. Funk number 49.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay. That's a good one. Yeah, you like to play that one.
Yeah, yeah.
On guitar, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the stereo. Never put that thing on there.
On the Stairmaster.
He likes to play it on the Stairmaster. And on the Thighmaster as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Eagles, probably the least productive workout music you could find.
You think so?
It's up there.
You know, I find that Ronnie James Dio is quite good for working out.
I could see it.
Yeah. Are you? I mean, any incarnation. I like Rainbow Dio.
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
Dio single. Solo, rather. And
Dios Mio.
I Dios Mio, yeah.
How about Heaven and Hell?
Heaven and Hell is good. I actually prefer... What was the other one? Mob Rules.
Oh, okay.
I prefer Mob Rules. Isn't that right, Thomas?
I think you're alone on that.
You know what? I remember watching a little documentary. I think it was a documentary about Mob Rules. You know what? It was about Dio.
It was directed by Brooke.
It was directed by Brooke, co-produced by me. And it was about Dio era Sabbath. And Tom Morello was talking about it. You know what? This could have been that metal show. And Tom Morello was just orgasming about Mob Rules. He loves Mob Rules. And he said that was just his favorite growing up. And he would jam out to Mob Rules.
Wow. Yeah. I can't really hear that in his guitar playing at all. Maybe it was like record scratch guitar playing over Mob Rules.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You know, some of the soloing in that one called Turn Out the Lights, I think it's called Turn Out the Lights, or Turn Up the Night. I think it's called Turn Up the Night.
Of course.
Iommi's soloing in that sounds a lot like how Jay Maskus plays. And I was thinking, it would make sense if Jay Maskus was listening to Tony Iommi, and he's like, I want to learn these licks. I want to play like that. Because a lot of his phrasings in that song sound like Jay Maskus to me.
And that was the perfect time, because that was later Sabbath, and that's when Jay Maskus was a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. If
Jay Maskus was a teenager?
That. Yeah, at one point in time.
He wasn't born 45.
Yeah. We should play the theme.
Yeah, Let's start the theme.
On that note.
You can do it, Tom.
Come on, Tom. Do it. Don't look at me, Tom. Do it. Come on.
We're trying to get Thomas to sing over this. Come on, Thomas. Sing.
Ooh.
Now's not the time to be shy.
Ruff. Ruff. Oh, he's holding the mic. He's got it.
Got it.
He's gonna do it. He's he's gonna open his mouth.
No. No. You're such a quiet dog, Thomas. You're such a quiet dog. You know, he only gets noisy when he sees what he perceives to be a threat.
Oh.
You know, if it's kind of a stranger, he'll start to bark, but other than Stranger Danger, he is very mute.
Or Quiet Riot. Come on, feel the noise.
Yes.
Or when he's in the heat of passion.
In the throes of passion. Mm. You know what? Actually, he's been snipped down there.
He's still got it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, even when they are snipped, they still it doesn't take that urge away, but it just takes away the tools.
Mm-hmm.
But
and by that I mean his testicles weren't removed. He's actually been circumcised.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
because he's Jewish.
Speaking of Jews,
yes,
there's some Jew news, right?
Should we go into that? I thought we were going to reserve that for another episode.
Man, I just ruined everything.
That's top secret, Bryant.
Well, I'm eating stir fry.
We don't want to let the crowd in, the audience in, on ideas for next episode.
Yeah, we've got to keep that keeping with the carb plane metaphor, we have to keep it close to the vest.
We do, definitely.
Look at this carb fest. I'm carbing it up right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you have in there?
Call me the carburetor. Well, vegetables, but mainly it's just all this rice.
Rice is good. A staple of Cuban fine dining.
Definitely.
This is the worst episode we've ever had.
Are you sure?
So. And we're only what? 7 minutes in. This is brutal.
Well,
you are eating stir fry.
How's this for a cold segue? I would say that earlier I happened to have been reading about civil war in China.
Mm-hmm.
In the late 1800s. And it was an article written by the New York Times. And it was about how there's been a history of civil war in China, obviously, and that there is a threat maybe down the line where, you know, the unrest might grow into a full-blown civil war again. Well, in referring to this one that happened in the late 1800s, the author who was writing the article for the New York Times, mind you, which is pretty highfalutin, happened to use, in describing the climate at the time there within the country, he used the word inchoate. He said that there was unrest and that there was like a general feeling of inchoate unrest. And I was thinking, why would you use that word? So I look it up. I had never seen inchoate. Have you ever seen inchoate?
No.
Inchoate. And it just means like indistinct or vague. Mm. And I was thinking, when you write for the New York Times, indistinct will not do. Vague will not do. You need inchoate.
Well, no one reads the newspapers anymore.
No.
Yeah, so I don't even know if he's writing to intellectuals.
You know, even back in the day, I don't know if anybody read the New York Times.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they get funding. Who owns the New York Times?
It used to be a guy named Sulzberger.
Was that the Jew news that we were anticipating?
Mm-hmm. I forget his name. It was like Saul Sulzberger or something like that.
Yeah. Sulzberger? Spanish.
Yeah,
Sulzberger.
Yeah.
The Sulzberger.
Spanish guy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Roberto Sulzberger.
De Sulzberger.
Roberto De Sulzberger. That is so stupid.
man. So, Pat, what's new in your life?
As you can see, I'm still getting over a cough that has just taken over my life for 3 weeks. But, yeah. Better. I'm getting better. And I have a vacation this week, so probably lots of sleep. And hopefully some writing. And hopefully some music making. So,
writing on your own free time or writing music reviews?
Both.
Okay. Yeah, so. What kind of writing do you do on your own free time?
Fiction.
Yeah? Yeah? Are you working, like, short stories?
Yeah, at this point, short
stories. I've never read any of your short stories.
Yeah, well, I could send you. I could send you one.
Yeah?
You'll save yourself a lot of time by not.
Brian's read a couple. Like, the last one I wrote, I showed it to somebody, and...
we should have started the show with your short stories, by the way. This is a lot more interesting.
Well, I sent one to a friend of mine, and... The review I got back was not favorable for the last one I wrote. So he said it was a little too confusing. So
confusing
because I do tend to jump around a lot between settings and
well, you're very influenced by Chuck Palahniuk.
Oh, gosh, no, I'm not actually. But
would you say the direction of the narrative was quite inchoate?
Yes, probably, but intentionally so.
Intentionally inchoate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. Yeah, if you're Jewish, you'd be in Cohen.
Or if you were Spanish Jew.
Day in Cohen. Day in Cohen. Oh, man. That's the title of the show right there. Day in Cohen. I'd like to read your fiction.
Yeah, definitely. I'll send some over. But, yeah, so trying to do that.
Do you have a publisher? Yeah.
No, I was like basically my vision, my top secret vision is self-publish.
To self-publish.
Yeah, and to do it kind of like guerrilla style. So, but I
G-O-R-I-L-L-A.
Yeah.
Like a gorilla.
Yeah. gorilla.
He's gonna self-punish.
So, yeah.
Gorilla style. Boy, this is bad.
So flagellate myself, gorillas? Don't look!
You know, gorillas are known for their self-flagellation. Have you seen the documentaries on Animal Planet? Where the gorillas self-flagellate?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Like, how so? Like...
With, like, bamboo?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, my voice changed for a second.
Generally, Roman Catholic... gorillas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Flagella. Once in the Roman capital.
That's where flagellation comes from, right? Flagella?
Yeah.
Because that's the whip, the flagella.
Yeah.
What did you do earlier this night, Pat?
I actually was in Huntington Park going to a wrestling match, and it was fun. It was cheap. It was like $10, so it was the price was right, and it was a tournament. It was called the King of Flight. So it was a bunch of guys that were like jumping around and doing moonsaults and
stuff. High flyers?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
No, this is actually a cover because you've actually been cheating on your girlfriend, right?
What?
Exactly. He's actually saying, "Yeah, I'm at the wrestling match."
Mm-hmm. No. This would be my cover. Oh, I'm going to go podcast.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
so, cuz it's later in the night, you know.
Yeah.
Bad things happen later in the night.
You're like a gorilla in more ways than one.
Yeah. Sexual gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
Gorillas are pretty sexual to begin with.
They are. They're quite
Che Guevara. Sexual. Very sexual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No one in the simian family, though, is more sexual than the bonobo or bonobo.
Bonobo.
I never figured out how to say it. But bonobos basically greet each other with masturbation. Like, they're disgusting. You know? They're just sword fighting and doing oral and... It's just horrifying.
Sounds like a Dionysian
festival.
Owen, is it horrifying or misunderstood?
I believe it's inchoate.
It's inchoately misunderstood. Is it an adverb now? Now you can do an adverb with inchoate.
What if you what would you do if you couldn't hold a Tommy?
If I couldn't hold a Tommy? Right now I am holding Thomas.
And this is just a snuggle fest.
He's like a little stinky fuzzy pillow.
Hey, Tom. Does, what is the short-haired dog's name that you have, Pat?
G,
is there a Gigi?
Angie, yeah.
Does Angie get along with other dogs?
You know, I don't think we've ever had her, like, run out and hang out with other dogs. She's always on, like, a leash or... She hangs out with Maddie, but they didn't get along at first. Like,
Now Maddie's just too old and she just runs around.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever just sit in an easy chair holding Angie and turn on Angie by the Stones?
Not yet.
Just smoke a pipe?
But, like...
It sounds like something your dad would do.
Yeah, it would be something he would do.
But... Angie still seems to have a lot of nervous energy.
Yeah, she probably wouldn't sit for... Because Angie's like 5-6 minutes. Like,
so you wouldn't say Angie has a temperament like Thomas?
No. Like, she's good and sweet like Thomas, but
yeah.
She has a lot more nervous energy.
Yeah. Did you know that Thomas has Downs?
Well, he's so loving.
Thomas is a sweetheart. Wouldn't you say...
Yeah,
he's a sweetheart.
I mean, just look at him. People at home, you have no idea what you're missing.
Yeah.
So what were we talking about? China and flagellation?
Yep.
And gorillas?
Just another episode.
Yeah. Che Guevara, he actually flagellated himself with an AK.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He would fire the AK?
No, like he would flagellate himself.
Oh, thinking he was shooting himself.
No, he would whip himself with the AK.
Wow.
Those are some tremendous welts, I'm sure.
With a fixed sight?
Yeah, and he had tremendous forearms.
Hitting
from that
himself
too.
With a fixed sight.
Tremendous.
Che Guevara talked about as a hero. How does that make you feel,
Pat? Actually, my mom, it's funny because about maybe. Seven, 8 years ago, it was kind of, that still was the Cuban, I guess, party line of, like, the Cuban, like, people from Cuba that have immigrated, that was still kind of like the party line, like Che Guevara hero, you know, but now I think it's kind of changed a little bit, just because more information about how you would treat the, like, the captives of the, mm-hmm. of the revolution, and just how he was kind of, you know, just very cold-hearted and...
he's a strong man.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think the opinion's kind of changed a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the saturation of his face on T-shirts and condoms and stuff like that...
Well, what do you think of his spiritual successor, Hugo Chavez, coming to his terrible demise?
I don't know. Like, that just kind of goes back into the whole discussion about communism. Like, I don't know if there's ever been a true communist state... And Hugo Chavez is just another proof of that.
I wonder if Hugo was as rapey as Che Guevara.
Was Che Guevara pretty rapey?
That's from what I've read.
Well, it's not rape if they're willing.
They weren't.
They weren't?
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of rape...
But I think every person who assumes power has to rape at least once. I mean...
Rape and pillage. It's just kind of... They go together.
Do you think... do you think Stalin raped anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
This should be a game. What do you think? Did he rape someone?
What's his name? Who was killed... Who Stalin... Stalin was killed by Lenin. No.
Trotsky?
No, Stalin killed Lenin.
Stalin killed Lenin, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But did I say it was the other way around? Yeah, Lenin didn't kill Stalin. No, Stalin killed Lenin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, you think Lenin raped anyone?
Which, by the way, Lenin, not to interrupt, but Lenin was always said to be the brainiac of the two, right? Because mm-hmm. Stalin was Mr. Brute Force.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't Lenin outwit him?
It's true.
Maybe.
I mean, in the end, doesn't that make Stalin smarter?
Vodka-fueled confrontations, maybe.
Yeah. It's like, just became brute force. It's like Randy Couture versus Brock Lesnar. Randy couldn't outsmart the big man.
Exactly.
The brute force.
Yeah. It's exactly like that.
Yeah.
So are you saying that the Randy Couture-Brock Lesnar fight was... a symbolic, a physical version of Animal Farm by George Orwell?
I would say that. And you know, when
and Vladimir, Dana White was...
When Vladimir Putin watched that fight, he saw the historical parallels. You didn't even have to tell him. He's like, this is nakedly a theatrical demonstration.
The first thing that popped up into his mind. Not spill his beer on somebody else. Go,
He's like, you know what this is? You know what they're doing right now?
I'm just glad we saved the show from the first 7 minutes.
Well, we had to.
Like, by talking about communism and...
And rape. Yeah.
And guerrilla flagellation.
Well, I would say it all started with Incoat.
Yeah.
I think that was the springboard.
Yeah.
We're Incoat. If you're in the valley, you go to Incoat's.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. In Granada Hills.
Hey, what was the name of that Jewish gun dealer? You remember that guy?
Well, his first name was Paul. But I forget his last name.
Was that in Thousand... Where was that? Thousand Oaks or...
Yeah, where somewhere in Granada Hills.
We need to find that place.
Yeah.
We can get like another Matiba.
Well, do you think he's still in action?
Probably not. He was kind of in bad health, I remember.
Yeah?
I remember he was pretty overweight. And
yeah, he was a real character, very demonstrative. He had a story for every gun. And he loved what he did.
Hey, Pat, you want to go hunting?
Where?
Like the Angeles Forest.
Are you even allowed to hunt there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
There are spots, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to go hunting. I've just been reading about it, but apparently it's really kind of difficult to get a hunting license in California.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Gina's, her brother, he, I don't know where it is, but, he goes to this place where they hunt, boar, like these huge, like,
oh yeah,
wild
sure, yeah.
boar pig mm-hmm. things.
I think they have that out in like Oxnard.
Yeah, it's pretty far out. Like,
it's like a good like 3-4 hours.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, it's pretty exciting.
I didn't realize that California had that problem because Texas has a horrible, horrible problem with wild boars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all throughout the South,
they literally can't shoot them fast enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that they multiply so much.
Well. Yeah, I think I heard it said that they can produce like 3 or 4 litters in a year.
Gosh.
So,
and
they
litters
multiply
are,
so yeah. quickly. Yeah, litters are like, what, 6 or 8 pigs?
Yeah. And another big problem is that they run and they eat crops,
mm-hmm.
but they also, they're carnivorous and they'll eat
right.
sheep and mm-hmm. lamb.
Yeah.
And they'll attack and kill anything.
Yeah,
pigs will crazy.
Eat anything.
And they're also rabid. A lot of them are rabid.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
huge and bulky.
The moral of this...
Yeah, and very strong. They can run up to you and
yeah,
just
they're,
gore
they,
you.
They get up to like 250 pounds. They're mm-hmm. like, you know, 5-foot-long giant-ass pigs. So the moral of the story is fuck boars.
Yeah.
And if you see one, shoot it on sight.
And kill every last one of them.
Yeah.
Or die trying.
But yeah, because it's actually ruining the ecosystem. Like, they're actually throwing things out of whack.
Yeah, they are predatory on crops.
And you know what? I kind of feel bad because, you know, you see a spider in the bathroom or something like that, and you smash it with a Kleenex or something like that. You know, that spider eats flies and ants and keeps other bugs out.
Right. And yeah, they say that when you see a spider in your garden, say you tend to garden, do not kill that spider.
Yeah, that spider will keep other insects from ruining.
Yeah, they help your garden. So gardeners know that you want spiders around.
So spiders are cool, fuck boars.
I don't know, I still kill spiders. But they're usually in my room, so. My room has a very high spider rate, I've noticed.
Yeah. Your room could have ants and mosquitoes, though. A whole bunch of other stuff.
I'll take my chances.
You take spiders for granted.
Yeah.
That's a new t-shirt.
In your nightmares, do you get attacked by animals like spiders or bats or snakes?
No. Like, maybe when I was a kid, like, but I think it was because, what was that movie, with Jennifer Lopez? You know, the big snake one.
Anaconda.
Anaconda. I think that one really freaked me out when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But, No animal, really, like, haunts my dreams. How about you, Owen?
Spiders, I think, generally.
Mm. Yeah, Tommy haunts like my spiders. Dreams. That guy just attacks. Actually, not to go off
Tommy would probably eat a spider.
Tommy, like, now that
I've seen him do it,
but I'm looking at Tommy now, and my the one time that I went to visit my Cuban grandma in Miami, she had a dog named Julie.
Yeah.
And she looked very much like Tommy, but she was terribly mean, like huge sharp teeth, and would just growl at anything. But
well,
I'm glad Tommy's not Julie.
Her name again? Oh, Julie.
Julie.
Julie, I don't know whether you heard, had sexual reassignment surgery. And
this is
as
true.
You can see, personality is totally different. I go by Tommy now.
Tommy is afraid of judgment. That's why Thomas will never attack anybody.
Oh, man.
Silence. So,
what more to say?
I was going to say something, but then we got onto this Tommy. Back on Tommy.
Sorry about that.
I had another starter to conversation.
We can just jump into lightning round.
Yeah, it's only been like 20-something minutes, though.
Well, our lightning rounds are usually pretty long.
Yeah.
But is there anything else we could talk about?
We could talk about that Gypsy Fire book I see over there in the corner.
Yeah, the one that I don't read very often.
Written by Andreas Oberg.
Yeah. Is that one the one that's supposed to teach you like to play like Django?
Yeah. I haven't read it much. I've been lazy.
You know, one thing that we could talk about. Like a friend of my actually my coworker, her father just died, and I went to the funeral. It was over in East LA. And as part of she's Thai and Mexican. So there was both elements at the funeral.
That food sounds awesome.
Yeah, it probably was. Like, but for the Mexican part of the funeral, there was a mariachi band, and I had never really seen a dobro. Like, I think they're called dobros, or what's the one that's no dobros the steel
guitaron.
Yeah, like the huge one with the huge bass strings. Mm-hmm. Like, and really
they look difficult to play.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was a good mariachi band, and the only problem was that their set was very small because they played Bésame Mucho 5 times.
Really?
5 different times. Like, it was like their go-to song. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd see that there was like this very, elegant looking, he was like the leader. He, had this very nice, bushy mustache, and he'd go, Bésame Mucho. Like, he'd signal to the other, 4 or 5 guys, and he'd go, and then boom, 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 boom.
Maybe that was the only song they knew.
No, they played other ones. Like, there was, like, they would do, like, Bésame Mucho, then they do one that they had done earlier, and then a new one, and then back to Bésame Mucho.
Yeah.
And then do another new one, and then one that they had done
before. Because you gotta go back to what works.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And, like, they did it really, very well. You know, like, it's probably the best version I've heard of it. And mm-hmm. and every time a different guy would sing it. Because mm-hmm. there was the guy with the bass voice, and then the guy with the a soprano, I guess. Mm-hmm. But, I actually kind of, for a second, I was like, maybe I should just become a mariachi.
Mm.
I think that'd be fun.
Wow.
And, like, you get a gig every weekend.
You can move to the Bronx.
Yeah. They that's a very good album, actually. Mariachi El Bronx. Mm. Highly recommended. But,
I think you would be a good mariachi.
And, they had a guitar, but
you could be a mariachi and write fiction on the side.
Yeah.
And that actually sounds like a character you'd read.
The problem is, though, is that they have talent.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
so you would have to like grow talent somehow.
Like, they because I noticed that the people in the band, they would switch instruments. So one guy would play the trumpet, and then one guy would play the violin. Like, so they were fluent in all the
instruments.
Yeah, and
I think one of us needs to learn like a brass instrument. Or a horn.
For the sake of the podcast?
No, just for the sake of... I don't know if I know anybody who plays any horn instrument or anything like that.
I know somebody that plays the saxophone, but not a horn. Hmm. We should learn together.
We should.
We should take a class.
We should learn together. Right now.
Right now.
And we're just hitting these notes. That's good.
Jazz musicians. We can really be jazz musicians.
Didn't we have like a 10-minute conversation already about Right Now?
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I talked about the video because I liked the video.
Oh, yeah, and you were getting excited.
Mm-hmm. No, I liked that video.
Yeah.
Lightning round?
Yeah.
Get ready, players! Lightning round! Lightning, 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 lightning round! Lightning round!
All right.
I'll go first.
Okay.
That's rude. Okay.
Did you write 10 each?
No. Oh. I don't do that anymore.
Did Thomas help you?
He helped in a spiritual sense. He comforted me greatly.
A therapeutic sense.
Yeah. And, you know, now that he's been sexually reassigned, he's motivated me to be myself, which is good. Number 10. Put these bands in order of preference: Nirvana, Stone Temple Pilots, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, Rosemary Clooney.
Like first band being most favorite?
Most favorite, yes. First band is most favorite.
Is maybe I didn't get the joke. Rosemary Clooney, that's a band?
No, that's actually Rosemary.
Yeah, I was like,
I thought it'd be funny if I would throw one that was completely.
Well, you know, some of those grunge bands back then had some strange names.
Yes,
like
exactly.
Pearl Jam was actually going to be called Mookie Blaylock, point guard for the Atlanta Hawks.
At the time.
But I don't know why. But
Pat made that up.
And then who were the guys who did Star Dog Champion?
Oh, was that Temple of the Dog?
Temple of the Dog?
Or no. Mother Love Bone?
Mother Love Bone. Mother Love Bone. Thank you.
And Temple of the Dog was the tribute.
Yeah. Band.
But I'll go first. I'll say Nirvana, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, Stone Temple Pilots, and then
Rosemary Clooney.
Rosemary Clooney.
You don't want to put Rosemary Clooney in the beginning. That's not your preference.
No.
I have to look at this because I won't look at the other question, but I have bad short-term memory.
Even as much as Nirvana can be overrated, I still think they're better than the rest
of us. I think I would go Stone Temple Pilots, then Nirvana. Soundgarden, Pearl... No, Soundgarden, Rosemary Clooney, Pearl Jam.
You like Rosemary Clooney more than Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
I think most of the world does.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. Where did you put Pearl
Jam? Actually, maybe.
You prefer Pearl Jam to Soundgarden?
You know,
I put Soundgarden second.
Actually, Rosemary Clooney for me will be third. Stone Temple Pilots, Nirvana, Rosemary Clooney, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Okay.
No love for Kim Thayil?
This one, I think, is for Patrick only. I don't know whether Bryant knows about this guy. How does WWE superstar Damian Sandow compare to similar characters before him, like Mr. Perfect or
the Genius? I think that he's almost a blatant ripoff of the Genius. But Damian Sandow, actually, when Gina and I went to go see that event at the Staples Center, he was really good.
Yeah?
Because he wasn't... It was off the cuff what he was doing. And, you know, he was an effective bad guy because everyone was booing the hell out of him.
Yeah.
But he was also... I forgot what he said, but it was... You know, it was kind of that stupid clever that is so prevalent in pro wrestling.
Yeah.
But clever nonetheless. And, I thought he was really good. And, But
Mr. Perfect, a character with an angle that's all about arrogance.
And intellectual.
I'm better than you.
Yeah.
Classism, which is funny because it's pro wrestling.
Yeah.
It's the most blue collar thing ever.
Yeah.
And then here this guy is entering this milieu that's just not reserved for intellectuals.
Well, I would say that's like one of the easiest things to do in pro wrestling is take that gimmick of Million Dollar Man or, you know, all these people that are so much better.
But this is better than you on the basis of I'm smarter. I'm more cultured.
Yeah,
because Million Dollar Man is I'm better than you because I'm richer.
Yeah, that's true. And Mr. Perfect he's perfect at everything.
Wasn't one of the first Jerry Lawler who kind of did that?
Yeah, the King Jerry Lawler. Yeah,
because he was a king.
Yeah,
and everybody else was a pauper. Right.
And but I think also Damien Sandow has this kind of it's supposed to be like an old timey thing about him too, because he'll do sometimes he'll do a cartwheel just in the middle just to show off, and it's like,
yeah,
why would you do calisthenics? Like, who does calisthenics even?
Right.
It's almost like an antiquity thing as well.
Well, he does that because most blue collar people don't even know the word calisthenics.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
There should be a skit where he goes on the grand tour.
Yeah, of the South?
No, no. You know how in art history, you read about people who went on the grand tour.
Yeah,
and it was what, like,
Sheldon's sort of
the
got
blue,
him in that.
Like the blue bloods, like, you know, patrician, like, well-bred families, they would go on the grand tour, mm-hmm. and it was a tour of, like, classical, like, ancient Rome, mm-hmm. and some junk like that. It's the kind of thing that Damien Sandow
would do. Yeah, I could see him doing it. He quoted Emerson the other day.
Did he? Okay. Cooler, the original Micro Machines or the fast-talking Micro Machines announcer?
Micro Machines.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember just loving those.
Your favorite ever role for actor Ted Knight?
He's Newman, right? Oh, no, that's Wayne Knight.
Ted Knight was in Caddyshack.
Oh, Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore. Too Close for Comfort.
You know, Caddyshack is really overrated to me. I've never enjoyed Caddyshack. But, I guess I'll say Mary Tyler Moore by default.
Okay. The Islamic world versus Russia and China. Who wins? In a war, that is.
Wait, repeat it one more time? I'm sorry.
All the Islamic world versus Russia and China in a war. Who would win?
I'd have to go Russia and China.
You know, it's kind of... Because the thing is, it's like power and numbers versus power and just, you know, pure willpower. Uh-huh. So I don't know. I kind of, you know, in general...
Yeah, think about it. Saudi Arabia has a lot of money.
Yeah.
Couldn't they just buy a bunch of shit?
Yeah.
And then blow up Russia and
China? I think people underestimate how much money China has.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, you know, man, it's difficult... Because I think the Middle East could push through, whereas I think China would break down and have a civil war. Because that's what happened to China almost every single war.
Yeah. Well, because for centuries they've had inchoate unrest.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, that's what's plagued them forever. Whenever they try to assume power for more than 100 years, it's always a civil war.
And would Russia...
No, that's what I was reading about. How, you know, how there were the nationalists and the communists, mm-hmm. and Chiang Kai-shek went to Taiwan.
Even before that, the dynasties.
Right, well, before that. Know, yeah, I was reading about the 1800s when I read that New York Times article.
And would Russia and China even be able to coexist, even, like, in this...
And it, see, another before. Thing is, where does Russia and China get their oil?
Yeah,
they don't get their oil.
I think Russia could go till the end.
Russia has its own oil though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I think Russia could go to the end. I think.
I don't think anyone has ever beaten the Russians ever.
They're monsters.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that cold climate.
If you want to lose a war, you pick a fight with the Russians,
and you're gonna lose. Yeah. Actor Robert Guillaume, in three words.
Man, you were pulling out some characters.
Robert Guillaume. Remind me what he was in?
He was Benson.
Benson.
Remember he was in that sitcom called Benson? Or no?
No.
Okay. Well, do you still have three words? I don't know.
I don't know. Or who is that?
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
What is happening?
How does Justin Timberlake's latest single, Suit and Tie, compare to previous efforts like Sexy Back and My Love?
I actually haven't heard the song. I saw on mute the, I think he did a performance on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
It looked pretty dashing.
It looked dashing.
So I'll give him a thumbs up, I guess.
I have three words, even though one of them is a contraction.
For Justin Timberlake or Robert Guillaume?
No, for Justin Timberlake. It doesn't compare.
It doesn't compare. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a contraction, but it works.
We'll count it.
Inventors of punk, the Ramones, Sex Pistols, the Stooges, or who the fuck cares?
I care. No. Well, it is kind of a silly argument, but I guess an argument could be made for all three just because... Performance-wise, it would be Iggy and the Stooges. Mm-hmm. Music-wise, it's the Ramones, I think, just because punk to me has always been about having short songs.
Speedy
short songs. And then the political look, or, you know, the politics, and then yes, the actual look, the Sex Pistols. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so between those three is punk.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But a lot of people just say the Sex Pistols, and that's it. And I don't know.
I'm going to do a combination of Who Cares and Iggy.
Yes. You know what? Iggy's like Russia.
He always wins. Speaking of that, sorry to take it on a tangent, but have you seen that video of Henry Rollins? It's like his stand-up, even though it's not really stand-up, it's just him telling stories. But he tells some story about how he had to defeat Iggy Pop at being more intense on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes over three times, like, and they were, it spanned over like 20 years. Like, so like, say, 1994, or no, like 10 years. So 1994, 1997, and then 2004. And all three times, like, Iggy just totally blew him off the stage. And he was so pissed about it. He's like, oh, you know, typical Henry Rollins manner. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you could ever take him on in terms of energy level. Even now, maybe.
Yeah. With his little sunken chest. But
put your money on Iggy.
I mean, he's a crazy old man.
Yeah.
And you know what? Even though he's older than all of them, because he's older than John Lydon and Sex Pistols.
Oh, yeah.
I think he'll outlive them all.
Yeah, hopefully.
He seems indestructible.
He does.
Yeah.
Almost like Keith Richards.
Yeah.
But he's in far better shape than... Keith is starting to get a little... That old man, you know, pouch or whatever. Mm-hmm. That, whereas Iggy just... He's looks like he's... you know, he's got the body of a... You know, 28-year-old or something.
Mm-hmm. And he's releasing strange albums in French now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you haven't heard him?
No, no.
Yeah, he released one lately that is nothing but, like, French standards.
Oh, wow.
They're just these weird songs from the 60s and 70s that
only
French people know about.
Serge Gainsbourg, or
some of those songs? Yeah, songs in that style.
Mm.
And his French seems okay. I don't know, maybe...
He's a pretty bright guy.
Maybe someone from Paris would think his accent was terrible, but it sounds okay to me. Favorite Disneyland ride?
I don't... Do you want to take this one first?
It's hard to decide between Matterhorn, or which has been closed forever,
yeah,
or Star Tours.
Mm.
I think I might go with Star Tours because of the whole experience of going through the line and everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, no. Star Tours is the one where you sit inside the thing, right?
Right.
Sit inside the ship, and it's the screen.
Hydraulic.
No, I'm thinking of the other one. What is the other one?
Space Mountain?
Space Mountain. Yeah. I would say Space Mountain.
Okay.
Yeah. Space Mountain's tight.
I was going to reserve my judgment, because I've actually never been on Space Mountain before. Like, I think I was too scared as a kid, and now when last time I went to Disneyland, the line was like 2 hours long for Space Mountain. But I'll go with the one that I used to go on multiple times when I go to Disneyland, which is the Big Thunder Railroad.
Oh, that's a good one too.
It's very like, I'm always amazed at how they're able to just, you know, you literally look like if you put your hand up, it'll like just get chopped off, you know, because it's going so fast and. So,
the scare factor.
But it's not. It's like you reach out and it's like, oh, yeah, it's really far away. But yeah.
Ghost Rider's kind of like that at Knott's.
Yeah.
Where it feels unsafe.
But
that's the fun factor.
Yeah.
It feels like you're going to die.
Yeah. I like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Classic. Thomas, which one do you like? Sleepy Time?
Sleepy Time. Actually, I was reading a little article about Disneyland because I think it's an anniversary of some kind. It's always an anniversary of some kind with Disneyland. And it was from, like, not OC Weekly or Orange County Register, but it was an Orange County-minded publication. And there was this little feature, like, the seedy side of Disneyland or something like that. And one guy was talking about how back in the day, like in the late 50s, when the park was really new, the girls on Space Mountain used to like to flash everyone.
Oh, wow.
There was this fad, where the girls on the Matterhorn... Did I say Space Mountain?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't mean Space Mountain. I meant Matterhorn. On the Matterhorn, they would go by and they would flash the men.
Actually, that reminds me... I don't know if... Was it you guys that told me? But there's someone told me that there's actually someone whose their sole job is to sit in a little office and make sure that those, because there's people that still do that they flash when they go down the Matterhorn, that it's their sole job to weed out those pictures, because you know how you can see the pictures when you come down.
Yeah,
like their job is to take those pictures out of like the loop or whatever. Yeah. So
and they actually keep those pictures and come down.
I'm sure they do.
Maybe when the girls of AdultCon let out, they should go over to the Matterhorn.
Yeah, they should.
And give us some pictures. Give us some pictures to check.
Yeah,
out. Number one, be honest. Is Thomas the most beautiful dog you've ever seen?
I'm going to say yes.
I won't say most beautiful, but he's darn cute. So
I'm going to... Okay, what do you think Thomas would say if he could talk? Would he be like, I love you! I need to poop! He would just say, I love you and I need to poop.
I think he'd have a more reserved kind of like, you know, like...
I think he would sound like the guy who plays Monk.
Tony Shalhoub?
Yeah.
Interesting choice.
We're just going to pull out all the most esoteric
I think he would sound like Robert Guillaume. As Benson.
It's going to sound like Anthony Quinn.
Mm-hmm. Anthony LaPaglia.
Anthony Kiedis?
No, what was it? Wayne...
Wayne Knight.
Wayne Dyer.
Wayne Knight.
Wayne Dyer.
Wayne Dyer.
Someone somewhere, if they're listening to this, is Googling all those people. Wayne Dyer.
Do you want to go, Pat?
Sure. All right. So, first one. Would it be worth it to have no Kiss if it almost meant no Pantera as well? Ooh. This is more for Brian, I guess. But.
No, you gotta have Kiss. I don't think Kiss is... I'm not a Kiss fan. I don't think Owen is either.
Mm-mm.
But not all Kiss is bad.
Wrong answer.
But wait a minute.
Now, Gene,
from Calabasas is going to call up right now.
Now, I've seen your Pantera collection.
Yeah, it's
you know,
do you
it's
have
quite
a
slim.
Collection?
It's quite slim.
You know,
oh, that's the joke. You don't.
Okay. One would almost say non-existent.
Dimebag Darrell, he actually was buried in a Kiss casket.
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
And it even had a cooler in it, I think, for to put his brews.
Yeah, to put his beer. Yeah. And I think Kerry King and Zach Wilde left a bottle of Jaeger in there for him.
Like good
that
friends
hard,
do.
That was a hard time for them. It was a hard time for all of us Pantera fans.
Yeah, let's not bring that up.
Which I mean me.
We did have a long discussion about that once, I think.
Right.
On the podcast.
Yeah.
So, next question. Better or more impressive feat of strength, pulling a keg of beer by your lips or by your nipples?
Oh, by your nipples.
Yeah. I think your nipples would have... Well, they for sure have less elasticity.
Mm.
And there's just less meat there altogether. Like, your lips are pretty thick pieces of flesh.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think your nipples would just pull off.
What kind of distance?
Just, I'd say maybe like, we'll say like 100 yards. Not 100 yards.
100 yards?
40.
Football field. Football field.
100, you know, 100 meters.
If David Blaine could do that, he would have my respect forever. You know,
he did it once while he was frozen.
Right. Used to think of him as a douche, but if he actually pulled that off, that would be quite cool. Do you get to drink the beer after you're done?
I would assume so, just to quell the pain. Just,
right.
Yeah.
As a victory.
Question number three. What is something that is not recyclable, or that is non-recyclable, that should be, in your opinion?
Non-recyclable... But should be. Use Kleenexes.
It's for both.
Are those recyclable?
I have no idea.
Wait, what's the question again?
What is something that is non-recyclable
but
should be?
Condoms.
There you go. Actually, speaking of that, I just saw a story the other day that Bill Gates is actually offering $1,000 to someone who can invent, or to anyone that can invent a more and I don't know what they meant by it, but it, like, in quotations, it said, like, more techie condom. Mm. So, I don't know.
$1,000?
No, $100,000.
Oh, okay. $100,000. That sounds better.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. $1,000. People just say, sorry.
Yeah.
No, but, yeah, $100,000.
You know, there are parts of Africa and Asia who'd still be tantalized by that.
Yeah, they would.
$1,000.
Maybe even $100. Mm-hmm. And probably by the techie condoms as well.
Yeah.
That would probably
It would have to have like a little CPU in there. It would have to be like a smart condom.
Yeah, I'm guessing Intel. That's what they mean, but like that they mean by techie, but like, I don't know.
So it would have a heat sink and
there's
fans.
There's a partnership with AMD.
Acceleron or
the Athlon condom. X2.
And you could go on, what's the website you like to go to? That's like for consumer
browsers?
Reviews. No, consumer reviews for computer parts.
CNET or something?
No, it's for nerds. It's like, doesn't it have Egg?
New Egg.
Yeah, you go on New Egg to look up which mm-hmm. condom you want. It's like, ooh, this one's got good reviews. Ooh, 5-star review on this condom.
All right, next one. Worst soft drink by taste, in your opinion?
Oh, I thought you were going to put them in order of preference.
There. Oh, no, just in general. What's your?
I don't like Mountain Dew. Mm. I just don't like Mountain Dew.
I'm not a big fan of Fanta.
Yeah.
Strawberry Fanta?
Any Fanta. No. I think it's too syrupy.
Mm. Yeah.
Not fizzy enough.
How about you, Pat?
What is the Cactus Cooler? I think.
Ooh, I like Cactus.
Yeah,
Cooler.
I actually like Cactus.
Well, I guess like ones that are too.
It definitely tastes artificial.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
definitely.
It's a strange flavor,
but
I do like it.
The ones that are like too much of a lemon lime thing going on, like.
Oh, how about Sprite versus 7-Up? Which one do you like?
You know, that's the thing. 7-Up can be
or times the dark horse Squirt.
Oh, Squirt! I don't like Squirt.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like Squirt.
Never like Squirt. Because that's the too much lemon lime, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't need all that. All right,
what do you think of Banana Runs?
Banana Runs, never heard of it.
I'm talking about the smell.
Yeah.
He's blowing it in your face right now.
I can't smell. Still sick.
Yeah, whatever.
He's smell blind.
You have started a new religion that wants to steal Catholicism's thunder by choosing an awesome pope. Who is that pope?
Bono.
Wayne Knight.
So it's not Catholicism. You're not choosing a Catholic pope. You're choosing a pope for
Michael Shalhoub.
You mean Tony
or Tony Shalhoub? Whatever.
No, his brother.
his
qualifications. I'm Tony Shalhoub's brother.
His cousin, Michael Shalhoub. Michael Jai White.
Michael, a very Jewish name.
No, but Bono, and he would be the head of. His own version of Bonotheism.
Bonotheism.
So it would be...
or Bonotheism, depending on your pronunciation.
You're just talking about the TED meetings, right?
TED meetings?
The TED... You've never heard about that?
No.
TED is like... The TED conferences? You've never heard of this?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, where TED is just like people with a lot of wealth and power go and speak at these councils, and it's supposed to be they talk about forward thinking and all this kind of stuff,
and it's about shaping policy in the UN or just
governments. It's basically just people with lots of money just asserting their bullshit. But apparently, there's also a lot of censorship that the TED Council
censor.
Well, apparently, like people like Bono would get censored because they're too forward thinking, or they don't agree with their type of.
Would you say Bono has an edge?
This podcast is over.
Technically, he does. Because if you think about the group, he has an edge in the group.
Yeah, that's true.
And when he goes to the conventions, he has an edge.
And you, too, have an edge.
Because I'm a Bonotheist.
Yeah, Bonotheist.
You're a bonobo.
Bonotheist.
I never answered.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No,
okay. You said several names. There can only be one pope. Green smoke can only come, you know.
Oh, well, yeah. What color is my smoke
for
Bono?
Sunny Bloody Sunday red?
I would say, you know how he always wears those stupid colored shades?
Yeah.
It would be kind of that champagne magenta color.
That's true. We have a new pope.
I would
kind of
pick
a pinky champagne.
I would pick Donald.
It's like a rosé.
I would pick Donald Trump.
And what color would the smoke be?
Gold.
Gold smoke. Yeah, there gold. We go.
Trump. Big gold.
Trump gold. Trump. It's gonna be huge. Huge.
Huge gold smoke.
Huge. And the smoke kind of looks like his hair.
Wispy,
flowing around.
Who would you say is historic? And we're about to lose a good section of our audience with this question.
If we haven't already lost everyone.
Who would you say is historically less trustworthy? Carnies or gypsies?
Historically. Well, you know, they've made a lot of strides.
Well,
so just, you have to have that that modifier, you know.
Well, just from
historically, because contemporary carnies, and I mean, they're a different crowd. They're a different kind of people. They've come far.
I would say from the name alone, gypsies, because like the word gypped comes from gypsy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if you get ripped off, you get gypped.
But you know what? I got to say, carny culture has, in a way, infiltrated regular culture, because why are people piercing themselves like they are? Why are people getting fully tattooed and it's not even taboo anymore?
Yeah.
You know, those are traits that we used to associate with carnies.
Yeah.
And now,
free,
you know,
free culture.
Fairly regular people look like carnies now. So I think the carnies have won.
I think the carnies
have. Yeah, and successfully.
And gypsies are still outcasts.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially in most of Europe, still.
Like their most mainstream stride has been like that one band, Go Go Bordello. Like,
yeah,
everything else is underground.
Because I mean, you go anywhere in Russia and most, like, especially Eastern Europe, like gypsies are just spat on practically.
And what's so bad about them?
I don't know. I've never met one.
Yeah,
Django.
I can't say.
So I say Janko.
So we're assholes for picking gypsies. Wait, did you pick gypsy?
I would say that carnies have been more successful, so gypsies...
By default. Of the following games, which were you or are you best at? Arm wrestling, thumb war, tic-tac-toe, or another one not mentioned?
I'm good at thumb war.
Mm.
Hacky sack.
No, that's a good one.
Not very good at tic-tac-toe.
Yeah, I was playing.
What about rock, paper, scissors?
Oh, I forgot. You know, I was going to put that one, but I forgot to.
I'm pretty good at rock, paper, scissors.
What is your strategy for rock, paper, scissors?
You just have to read.
Yeah. Like, do you do rock, paper, scissors shoot? Because I always grew up going rock, paper, scissors. And
Yeah.
But apparently now it's rock, paper, scissors shoot.
Well, I watched. There,
I always did it just like you. One, two, bam.
Yeah.
And now people do one, two, three, bam.
Yeah, and that I think that gives that extra like second for you to like try to read. And
yeah,
I think it makes it hard or makes it easier.
There's actually a documentary all about the World Rock Paper Scissors Championship, and I only watched about 15 minutes.
Rochambeau.
Of it. Yeah, that's and what they there call was it. Actually a guy named
the champion.
His name was like Rocham or something
really?
Like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
For some reason, they call it Rochambeau.
So or maybe like his name was Rochambeau. I forget.
Oh.
But I only watched
a devout monotheist.
Yeah.
So that's like the title they give you, like, for like
a Trumpist.
If you're like a Yokozuna in sumo wrestling, you're a Rochambeau.
Yeah, Rochambeau.
In Rock, Paper, Scissors.
But I only watched about 15 minutes of this documentary because it was terrible. It, like, overall, the documentary was just bad. The direction was bad. And also, these guys who ran the tournament were just annoying. And they were kind of like characters that you would see who play Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
Or something like that. They were like complete Rochambeau nerds.
Mm-hmm.
But they did
Rochambeau nerds.
Yeah, Rochambeau nerds.
Don't you think, though, Billy Mitchell could just show up and clean house, just beat every one of them.
Well, I was getting
very little practice.
What I was getting to is they do on the third. It's one, two, three. Oh, not on the third. One, two, three.
Oh.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So there's a four count, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe
rock, paper, scissors, go.
That was they had to have a Vatican like council decide three or four.
It's like the Council of Nicaea, Council of Trent.
Yeah.
The Council of Rochambeau.
Okay. And there was pink smoke at the end that they let out.
You know, Thomas can only do paper.
He can. Not much mobility in those paws.
Name something more white than unironically reading Archie or Veronica comic books.
Than unironically reading it. Well, I don't see it as that white because I saw a little YouTube clip about Gene Simmons, who has a great love for comics.
Really? Oh, but Archie and Veronica comics?
He was gushing about Archie. He loved Archie. So it's got Semitic appeal.
Oh, okay.
Archie. It at least has the Jews. The Jews like Archie, apparently.
I do not see the Jewish appeal in Archie. I'm trying, but, you know.
Something more
it
white.
It's pretty Gentile.
Yeah.
I would say Vice Magazine.
Good choice. Ooh. Nice choice.
It's pretty white.
Yeah, that is.
That is pretty darn white.
Does Johnny Ryan, does he do comics for? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I could have sworn I'd seen pictures that looked very Johnny Ryan-esque a few years back in Vice.
What do you think it is about Vice that draws Whitey?
You know, I think it's just being that kind of
that draws honkies.
The cooler than thou vibe, I think. It's always appealing to white people because we're always so helplessly out of vogue, I think. You know?
You think?
Generally. You know, the modern honky is so desperately out of vogue that they have to...
Modern honky. Now that, I would read modern honky. That would be awesome. Hey, did you see what modern honky is?
Guest column by the Honky Tonk Man.
I was reading modern honky yesterday.
Oh my gosh. Did you
modern answer Brian? Honky.
Yeah, Vice.
Oh, that's right, Vice, yeah.
You know the editor in chief of Modern Honky? Bonotheus.
Constantly wearing rose covered clothes.
And they use in co-ed all the time, that word. They love it.
What was the first thing you experienced in life, aside from video games, that really put you in awe of technology? Like, they really, like, just blew your mind. Like, wow, this is the future.
You know, it's a shade of a video game. It's kind of like a video game, but on the PC, in the old PC days, there was this software that I really liked where you could make movies in a way. It was like making your own comic strip.
Mm.
And I loved to make these comics, and you would, you know, just fill up the panels, and it would all come together like a movie. You would watch it. You would put it together, hit play, and watch it. Well, you could record your own voice. You could do voices. And so I would make the characters talk to each other. And then, you know, you would just hit play and watch it. And I was blown away by that. I was like, I can record my own voice and bring this to life. You know?
That sounds really familiar.
Yeah.
Was this like 486 days or something?
Mm, really yeah. Early? Yeah. I mean, this was an old timer, or maybe like Windows 3.1.
Yeah, that sounds really familiar.
And I forget the name of it, but I think it was by Microsoft, the software. And I was impressed by it. Mm. You know, it was creatively, it was a lot of fun to just record your voice.
Yeah, definitely.
Put things together.
Man, it's starting to jog some early memory.
Yeah.
I was probably only like 5 or 6.
Yeah. But I remember that being a lot of fun.
I'd say for me, it'd probably be cell phones.
Mm. Yeah.
Seeing like the first smartphones and stuff like that, and then thinking back to those days, like, you know, the 386 or 486 processor computers that only ran, you know, DOS or Windows 3.1, like the earliest incarnations of computing, basically, or computing as we know it, and just thinking like, wow, this phone in my hand like blows that out of the water.
Yeah.
Like literally this phone is like 50 times faster than that old computer.
Like remember floppy disks or like hard disks? Like their capacity would be like 1 megabyte.
Yeah.
And like that's like the size of like 10 seconds of a song nowadays.
Right. You know,
like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that your final question?
I think I have one more. Okay. Yes. A little bit morbid. If you grew to Godzilla-like proportions and you were able to terrorize Los Angeles, which locale around LA would you rampage first?
West Hollywood, and I would grab Tristan right out of his apartment. And I would
climb the
do terrible, terrible things to his naked body.
You know, Pat and I have established a really strong relationship with the LGBT community. I think you should change your answer.
No, I stand by that one.
Well, I kind of like the idea of attacking pretty much anywhere Hollywood or around Hollywood, because I don't think that's ever been done in a movie. Like, I don't think anybody's seen a monster. Because, like, Hollywood's such a bizarre place, and it's filled with just lots of different creatures of all sorts.
Yeah.
Mainly people who just love to party.
Yeah.
So it would be cool to see, like, a bunch of people just, like, partying like crazy in a club, and then you hear that boom, boom, and this monster coming.
Mm-hmm.
And just, yeah. Maybe just partying with, maybe the monster partying with him. Like, well, blowing fire in the air, and then, like, you know, taking shots.
He would be raging, thinking, not rampaging.
Yeah. I was thinking it would kind of be a different take of the classic horror movie where the killer, you know, like Jason, will find a couple having sex in the woods. So what if it was just like, you know, this orgiastic, crazy party, and then he just, he's the party pooper, essentially. He shows up and he just terrorizes.
What if Jason showed up to party?
Yeah. That's,
and he was just lonely, you know?
So it's just Laurel Canyon on a Saturday night. And
yeah.
Well, you know, Jason never had any friends, and he drowned in the river, and nobody helped him, and that's why he got revenge. But what if he just comes out of the river feeling a little bit more secure in himself, a little bit more confident, and he shows up at the cabin while everybody's having a good time? And they're all kind of freaked out at first, but he, like, brings – he's got, like, Captain Morgan –
He's got the party.
Like a big jug, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah,
sounds like you just wrote the next movie.
They have a ton of fun, and then he kills them.
Yeah, then well, he that works too. Off.
Yeah,
they take the last fifth of Captain Morgan's, and that's just it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had the edge.
Jason, Bonotheist.
I thought Bono had the edge.
Well, Jason is a Bonotheist.
So, any Bonotheist would have the edge.
Right. Who has a bigger edge, Jason or the Edge? Or Bono? I don't know.
Jason had a pretty big cleaver.
I think Edge's thing. Edge is not very impressive. Right. Or the wrestler Edge.
Mm.
Well, he
had a spear.
You know what? I've lost track of all these edges. Too many edges.
It's inchoate.
The edges have dulled. All right, well, I have all my questions on the screen, so try not to read
them. Okay, here we go.
Okay. So, if you could be, or if you could smell like any smell, what smell and why?
Coconut curry, because I want some right now.
Okay.
This is going to be very white of me, but I'm going to say vanilla.
I thought you were going to say Vice Magazine.
That would probably smell like lots and lots of dirty sex. And with it'd probably smell like venereal disease.
What does modern honky cell like? Smell like?
Inside of old Cadillacs.
Modern honky.
Okay. Taco salad or burrito bowl?
What's the difference? What is a burrito bowl?
Would that have the chip or the... Not the chip. The...
A burrito bowl... Basically, is the innards of a burrito, but in, like, a plastic bowl.
Oh,
and a taco salad is the hard-shell taco thing.
Oh, well, you have to have taco salad.
Okay.
Yeah, taco salad sounds pretty good to me.
Okay. Most handsome Bond.
You know, like, I think... And maybe it's just because the standards of male, you know, masculine, you know, handsomeness has changed, you know, so much. But I do find, like, I could see Pierce Brosnan being, like, a sex symbol. Like, you know, like...
Okay.
Just, I could see that being, that women finding that sexy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know our mom loves Remington Steele. Pierce Brosnan. Have you ever heard her talk about Pierce Brosnan?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. She really likes Pierce Brosnan. Oh.
I'm going to go with covalent.
Okay. Covalent bond.
Primus or Ween?
Ween.
Ween.
Okay, these are short answers. Do you call your penis a dick or a cock?
Phallus.
Just, are we speaking in amorous situations, or just in everyday life?
We're talking about if you had to pick one.
If I had to pick one. I call it my pick.
I call it the sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer.
Is Tommy the Tommiest Tom that you've ever seen?
So is he's wearing Toms while listening to Tommy by The Who.
He's wearing Tom's shoes, reading Vice magazine.
Modern Honky. And he's got the edge.
Oh, man.
Okay, that was a bad question. Carne asada nachos.
Delicious.
Yeah.
That sounds really good right now.
But carne asada, I'm sorry, I should rephrase
that. Asado.
Carne asada nacho fries. Gross or bomb?
Nacho fries.
Nacho fries? Carne asada nacho fries?
That's a lot of calories.
You mean like from Pepe's down the street?
I have them Pepe's, I have them Alberto's. Pretty much any dirty place.
You know what? It's something that when you're really hungry, you just might go for. And then you eat 6 or 8 bites of it, and you're like, what have I got myself into?
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is.
Because it's about 4.5 pounds.
To share, maybe, it would be.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with gross.
But recommended, by the way, by Roberto de Salzburger.
Yeah.
Salzburger.
Yeah, Salzburger.
David Blaine or Chris Angel or Suicide?
I think they would both try to outdo each other in escaping suicide, but or somehow preventing your suicide through optical illusions.
I would like to see the ghost of Harry Houdini give them a wedgie until they die.
Like
death by wedgie.
I agree with that answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Last question. Mm-hmm. George Michael, Morrissey, both pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Coincidence.
I would say double pneumonia as well.
I would say there's a connection, but it's rather inchoate.
I would say that there's a connection, and you could read all about it in Vice magazine.
Yeah, or Modern Hockey. Yeah, man, you can't get much whiter than Morrissey.
But you know what? He's got a big Latino following.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like,
I think we've talked about this before, but I think it's because he's a crooner,
And
also like a lot of Latin people like Jim Morrison, and also the Misfits.
Yeah,
all crooners. And if you listen to a lot of Latin traditionals, you know, Corazón is a lot of crooning.
Bésame,
okay. Yeah,
bésame.
You want to scream with me? It's a forever corazón.
What about a Morrissey Glenn Danzig Besame Mucho duet?
It'd probably be pretty good, to be honest. I don't think it'd be actually listenable.
Mm. Both featured theists.
Well, you'd get a copy of that, a free CD. Or MP3 download with Modern Honky.
See, the podcast is...
Remember how...
Saved it. Lisa, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they used to have CD enclosures with magazines, remember?
Yeah, and now
they don't do that anymore. Just, well, they basically don't have magazines anymore.
Yeah.
No, but that used to be kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, you would get a music magazine or a computer magazine, and it would have a ton of samples on it.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
Now it's just MP3 download.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Young just pulling his hair out right now.
He should just retire, the poor guy.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the Sound City documentary?
No.
Yeah. It's a kind of a puke fest when it comes to everybody hating on digital technology.
Mm.
I think when you get that many musicians together, they're bound to take it there, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's just because they're from a different generation.
Right. Man.
Well, who,
or a bunch of old man.
Who else was in it?
Besides like Tom Petty and
basically
everyone who recorded at that studio, Sound City.
Okay.
So like Fleetwood Mac.
Well, pretty soon. Well, actually, not pretty soon, but about 40 years from now, they're going to release a documentary in the spirit of Sound City. Only it's going to be Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber, Rihanna, and they're going to be lamenting the loss of the digital age, because we will have transcended that technology to something even greater.
Yeah, satellites just beaming music into your brain. Yeah,
into your brain, and they're like, we lived in the golden age.
And they're like, remember stereos? Remember car stereos?
Yeah.
Remember iPod Buds?
Remember iPods? Those were the good old days, dude.
Now you just streams to your dome.
Now you insert the music in your rectum, and it vibrates internally within you.
That this new upcoming generation has the edge.
Neil Young will be at the forefront of that, you know.
Neil Young 2.0. It'll be a cyborg, Neil Young.
As evidenced by the album Trans. That'll be the first one that comes out on that format.
Oh, man.
By then, he'll just be in Incovet memory.
In Incovet memory?
In Cohen.
Oh, in Cohen. because he will be written about in Jewish commentaries. That's what you mean.
Yeah, well, right? very strong about. Jewish heritage.
Yeah.
There, yeah, Mr. Yeah. Young.
Definitely.
Canadian Jew.
Mm-hmm. Canadian Jew.
Yeah, any parting words, gentlemen?
It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, you know, I think we picked up the ashes of the podcast as it burned right from the start.
Yeah.
And then we
came to find out that Rosemary Clooney is the queen of grunge.
And like a phoenix, we rose.
Yeah. And that Modern Honky is one of the final, the last bastions of print media that we have. And yes. That we should
and
cherish it.
We have all converted to Bonotheism. And so has Tommy. Right, Tommy? Say goodbye, Tommy.
Come on, Tommy.
You can do it, Tom.
He is so quiet.
Well.
All right, well, we love you all, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, Blackjack 21.
Blackjack 21.
And see you next time, hopefully, not a month from now.
And so, without further ado, on three.
Are you down?